It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday the 21st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. T-Mobile is the wireless carrier best known for, in its own way, trying to shake up the status quo. And not surprising, since customer-wise, it is also on the bottom rung of the major carrier ladder below Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint. The company is now partnering with the Univision Television Network to offer a new set of cell phone plans that come with a bunch of free calling minutes to countries in Latin America. And that might be about getting new customers here in the U.S., Sally Herships reports.
Hola! If you sign up for a new Univision mobile plan, you'll get access to exclusive content.
Why would I leave my AT&T plan and move to this new venture if it doesn't give me additional perks?
Luis Miguel Messiano is president of Alma, a Hispanic ad agency. He says others have failed in targeting Latino consumers in the past. ESPN, J-Lo, and Verizon. Messiano says the strength of Univision's brand might help bring success, but Latino consumers want good content and prices. And T-Mobile wants Latino consumers.
I always say that Hispanics are the original social network.
Hispanics are spending more on their smartphones than the average.
Roger Entner is a telecom industry analyst. He says the Latino smartphone market is worth about $30 billion a year in service revenues. But when it comes to Latinos, T-Mobile will have to overtake AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
The rumors for Microsoft's big event yesterday were all about a mini Surface tablet from the company, but here's a reminder that the tech rumor mill doesn't always deliver. The company's release, the Surface Pro 3 tablet, was instead to the max. 12-inch screen, prices ranging from $800 to $2,000. That's depending on the guts. Company spokespeople said it can replace your laptop. We'll see. Sales of the Surface tablet so far have not been anything to write home about. Here in New York City, it's Internet Week, which means there are a lot of companies and techies networking, talking about their startups and why New York is the place to build them, whether or not there's already competition present. One company doing this thing in New York despite the competition is Wisk. Like its peers, Lyft and Uber, Wisk is focused on getting you from here to there. But Wisk CEO and co-founder Michael Ibrahim says his app for bringing a ride to your door gives better pricing for being a loyal customer. I met Ibrahim outside the Marketplace New York Bureau to get whisked around the block. So we're out here on 3rd Avenue. We're waiting for the car. Tell me how Wisk is different from an Uber.
Pretty much everyone else out there is a car service company. They go and they recruit drivers and they recruit passengers. We are a platform for the existing industry to offer this type of cool service for them. We have 20-plus car services in New York. Maybe your local one is one of them. You want to shimmy across or do you want
to... Hello.
Hi, I'm Ben. I'm from Public Radio.
Okay.
New York City is a really big place with a lot of startups. Why start the company here?
New York City is, in our opinion, the only place you can start this company.
Because why?
New York City is the epicenter of the for-hire vehicle market. 40% of the U.S. market is New York City.
What then are your biggest challenges? What are you up against?
So part of the hard parts of building this type of service is that it is a real-world service. It's not just a bunch of bits in a computer somewhere. When you want a ride, you want a ride in 5 minutes. You know, maybe you can tolerate 10. And so there's actually a predictive problem about knowing where rides are going to come from, at what time, and helping to deploy drivers. And what we get because of our model is we have all these partners that are helping us do it.
Our driver is Aida Hernandez. Aida, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Tell me how long you've been driving a car.
For about a little over a year.
What do you think about all this app stuff in the car industry?
I mean, I own the iPad. You know, I'm really into technology. And plus, I like to take cabs. And it's more convenient than hailing down a cab. You click, all you have to do is click on your phone. And it's right there. I don't know who wouldn't like that, especially in New York.
What's your 5-year plan, Michael?
Part of what we want to do is we truly believe that this will be the standard way people will get rides in a time frame of 4 years or 5 years. Believe it or not, right now, despite all the excitement around it, only 3% of rides are actually requested this way. So we think there's room for more innovation.
Michael Ibrahim is the CEO and co-founder of Whisk. Michael, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm going to step out here. All right, thanks a lot. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Before we go today, a company called Superfish just released an app called Pet Match. What does it do, you ask? Here's founder Adi Pinhas.
With this application, we're enabling people to take a picture of a pet and to find similar looking pets, which are all available for adoption.
Maybe you miss your old pet's face and want a new one just like it. Maybe, for reasons you can't explain, you need an exact replica of the neighbor's cat, Stat. Whatever the reason, you upload a photo of Little Bub and you're off to the pound to pick up Lil Bub the second. Silly, maybe, but worth pointing this out. The company has 12 PhDs working on teaching computers to see images like humans do. I hope to be long gone from this world by the time we use this technology to combine Tinder with photos of our exes. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.